This is Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone. Good morning and thanks for being with us. Continuing our theme today of enjoying the season without regret, author Mark Tuschel visited Nashville in his sober truck to talk about how to get sober and enjoy life. His controversial book, Living Sober Sucks, But Living Drunk Sucks More, Mark uses some tough love for folks wanting a new life and talks about how he found sobriety. Here's Barbara Dabb.
Welcome, everybody. Good morning. I have someone in my studio today who's one of the most unique and fun individuals I've ever had the honor and pleasure to meet, Mark Tuschel. He's an author of a really innovative and some would say controversial book. It's called Living Sober Sucks, But Living Drunk Sucks More. And Mark, I'm so glad you're here to bring your unique perspective to this really serious topic. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you very much, Barbara. And yes, it is a very serious topic. I do create a lot of fun stuff, and I get very goofy, and people think I'm not serious about this, but we got to have fun in life.
Right, and you know, one of the things, I mean, your book is really, it really is sort of off what most people would think. Obviously, from the title, people can assume you've had years and years of some serious drinking and
abuse of alcohol. Oh, I'm very good at it. I was quite the professional.
Right. But you've got chapters that, really, how did this happen? What a party. Drinking seemed normal to me. I was a productive drunk. That's curious. The wake-up calls I slept through and the wake-up call I finally heard. I mean, obviously, you did a lot of abuse of alcohol for a long, long time. And you know, the mainstream these days has sort of become the 12-step programs, which,
Yes. You
know, most people can identify with, even those of us that have never been part of a 12-step. We all know what it is. You go through the steps, and as you work through the steps, you slowly begin to recover from whatever your drug of choice could be. It could be alcohol, it could be food, it could be gambling, it could be sex, whatever it is. But you have really kind of found a way through it that is completely throws that philosophy out the window. And so tell us a little bit about how you came to this whole concept about living sober sucks, but living drunk sucks more, which obviously is
well, the title is based primarily because when we use alcohol, or I should say misuse alcohol, as a crutch in our life, as a crutch to alleviate stress, to seek pleasure, to free ourselves of inhibitions, to hide from boredom, and you take that crutch away from yourself and you take that out of your life, it's going to suck. Okay, it's going to suck really bad.
Sure.
And then when you're going to go out into social environments, because many programs say, oh, you can no longer go out into these social environments. No, don't short me in life. I want to go out. I want to do everything. I want to go to football games. I want to go to sports bars. I want to go to concerts. I want to go to comedy clubs. I am not going to short myself in life because I can't drink a legal product.
Right.
So, but it sucks. So when you take this out of your life and you've been dependent upon it, it's going to hurt.
Right.
But you evolve into learning to live sober.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting because what you say is really an honest perspective.
I say a lot of things that are not popular.
Absolutely. And you make no secret of the fact that you enjoyed drinking.
I
and you
love
missed
drinking. That was the greatest part about drinking, was getting drunk, hammered out of my skull.
Yeah, which
I loved it. It was fun.
Yeah, I'm sure you were probably the life of the party. And
for me, I was.
For you, right. And that's really critical because I think for a lot of people that that drink or overindulge in some way or have other addictions, it's fine for them. But it's sort of the people in your life and what you're doing to yourself in the long term and how you can even survive it, because I would assume you did a lot of dangerous, scary, self-destructive things that, you know, it's kind of a miracle you're even alive.
Yes, it is. And there's a lot of people that are, I'm sure, disappointed that I am alive. And it's interesting. I even use some of those statements within the book to say, you don't realize what you are when you're drunk. I didn't know how annoying I could be when I was drunk. I didn't have to deal with me.
Right.
I was me. I was drunk. What did I care? I loved me. I'm great. I'm funny.
Right. And of course, as you had told me earlier, that, you know, drinking defined you in such a profound way that
Yes. You
probably didn't know what your identity was without drinking.
Oh, I never thought I could live without it. It hurt. Yeah, I cried. It hurt to think, how am I going to get through life without this?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of grief and a lot of loss on that end as well.
Absolutely. But boy, I'll tell you, I sure have saved a lot of money.
I'm sure you have. I'm speaking with Mark Tuchel. He's the author of a provocative new book called Living Sober Sucks, But Living Drunk Sucks More. And Mark's with me in studio to describe a little bit about his experiences as an alcoholic. And of course, now he's been living sober for how long?
5 years, 1 month. 2 days, 7 hours and 44
right.
minutes. But I don't
but
track
who's counting,
it.
Right? Yeah, I love how folks who've been through what you've been through, they always know the exact day because that really is sort of a, it really is a new beginning. And I'm kind of curious, what was the wake-up call for you?
I did not want my marriage to end. And it did.
It did anyway.
And that's what I try to point out to people is, things are going to change. This is going to be different. What you hope is going to happen may not happen. And that's where my principles or my beliefs say, you know what, just get ready for it. This is going to be uncomfortable. But so what?
Right.
But at least they're not disenchanted.
Right. Right. Well, I think a lot of people, you know, they've deluded themselves into thinking if I stop drinking, this will happen. It's the magic, the magical thinking that I think we all do on some level. But of course, people who are addicts take it to a much further degree, to a much more extreme than someone who's not. And, you know, you have a pretty simple and yet controversial philosophy about drinking, which is don't drink.
The simple answer is, do not introduce this into your system. You have to introduce it yourself. No one ever poured a drink down my throat.
Right. And but what do you say to folks who come to you for help that say, but I can't stop myself, I'm addicted, I have a disease? I mean, because that's really sort of become the mainstream of thinking about things like alcoholism these days.
Correct. I say, I understand that. My heart aches for you. However, no one pours this down your throat unless they strap you to a gurney and force it into you. Oh, but I don't have any self-control. I don't. Yeah, you're right. You don't. But that means you need to go into rehab. You need to go into a lockdown system then. Some of us don't have the money. Some of us don't have the opportunity, the insurance, whatever it might be. You can't go into a lockdown system. You have to self-impose that then. You put yourself through a lockdown system. Oh, I can't go out, but I want to go out. Too bad.
Right.
Sober up. After you get a little more control on this, then maybe you can venture out into society again. Too bad. Life isn't fair.
Right.
Sorry.
Right. So you really do.
Sorry.
Yeah. So what you're really offering is a plan of sorts, but it's something that's really unique to what most people think of as a way to recover from an addiction. But it's not as easy as just stop drinking. If someone really wants to help you, you have some really specific ways to help them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I give a lot of ideas on how to reward yourself. You know, I want to go back very briefly. When I said I saved a lot of money, I deduced over doing all my math that I spent $109,500 on beer alone drinking career.
Oh, my God.
So when people start doing, and I have a little sheet in there to do your own math work on, how much do you spend on this? How much? Even if you go with a conservative $5 a day, that's $35 a week. That's $150 a month. That can be a lot. It's so wonderful to have people contact me back and say, wow, I'm saving money now. I started a savings account. I put that money away. Barbara, I put away $10 a day, and I put it into a passbook savings account. I could always come up with money for my junk.
Sure.
So
sure.
I put that money away. 5 years equates to $18,250.
Wow.
That's a lot. That's $10 a day.
Yeah.
That's conservative.
Yeah. And you know, and I think, you know, it is sort of that self-perpetuating reward. You're not drinking and you're saving
right,
money. So
right.
So you're kind of reinforcing.
And we drink to reward ourselves. So you need to create some other reward system for yourself. So I don't have all that money. I'm not just going to hand you 18 large here. Oh, maybe I will. You're very pretty. I'm gonna do that. But
you
learn to share it. And that's what I talk about. You share it. You reward yourself. You reward your family. You reward the people you love.
Right.
With what you've saved and brought into your life.
Right. I'm speaking with Mark Tuchel. He's the author of a new book out called Living Sober Sucks, But Living Drunk Sucks More. And Mark, we're, you know, coming into the holiday season now, which really is a time where lots and lots of people overindulge. And obviously, we're not talking in your book about people who go out on a night of partying on New Year's Eve and get drunk. These are folks that may want to use this as an opportunity to turn their lives around. Now that it's time to set some maybe New Year's resolutions and some goals going forward, where can we get a copy of the book? How can people get more information on you? I know that you make yourself really available when people really want to reach out to you for some help. So how do they go about doing that?
Primarily the website, livingsobersucks.com. Mm-hmm. The books, both my books are available on amazon.com as well as, let's see, what is that bookstore? It's with B and an N. Oh, yes, Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble. And you mentioned another book, which we don't have time to really go into a lot of it today, but I do want to touch upon it and make a shout out because it's kind of a fun maybe holiday gift for somebody. It's called The Malingerer's Handbook, Living Off the Fruits of Someone Else's Labor.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just real quickly, you wrote that at the same time that you were writing Living Sober Sucks.
Yes, I wrote that simultaneously because I needed something funny. I needed something uplifting. And that is a very, it's a satire piece, but it's true. And when I got it done, Barbara, I realized, wow, this is an addict. This is how we live. We blame everybody else. We
right, do everything. Right. So the book is sort of the alter ego to what you're writing about yourself in the really serious book about getting sober and staying sober and all that. So that one's called The Malingerer's Handbook, Living Off the Fruits of Someone Else's Labor, which I've looked through it briefly. It is a hoot. And if you know somebody in your life who... you know, tries to make good at the expense of somebody else.
Oh, read it so that you can catch the malingerer in your life. But if I may, very briefly, I want to let people know, if you're going to look at my website, if you're going to get this book, this is not for the casually curious reader. I am a drunk. I speak with drunks. I speak very openly, very honestly. I have a very colorful vernacular, and that's not a hat.
Right. Yeah. So you got to put your big girl panties on, so to speak, when you read this book. But really, living sober sucks, but living drunk sucks more. It's a really honest, tough love look at getting sober. And Mark offers some really wonderful support. Don't look for a warm, fuzzy read. He definitely tells it like it is. And it's controversial, provocative, but some really good common sense advice. And I think I hope that if any of my listeners out there know somebody that could benefit by this book and working with Mark, that they reach out, because he's living proof that you can do it, right?
Absolutely. Believe me, if I can do it, anyone can do it, and I hope that people can have a better life than I ever will.
Wonderful. Great words to live by. Living Sober Sucks, But Living Drunk Sucks More by Mark Tuchel, and livingsobersucks.com, and more ways to reach you. Mark, thank you so much for hanging out in Nashville this weekend and coming in to meet me in person and visit with me. It's been really a lot of fun and a pleasure, and congratulations and happy holidays to you.
Thank you. And I'll go finish taking the garbage out that you guys insisted I do to be part of this interview.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can never get good health anymore.
Zone About Town is a public affairs presentation of 104.5 The Zone. As always, your input, comments, and topic suggestions are welcome. Go to 104.5thezone.com and tell us about the issue you'd like to hear about on Zone About Town. From 104.5 The Zone.